New Delhi, Thimphu. India and Bhutan have achieved a breakthrough with the successful synchronization of the fifth unit of the 1,020 MW Punat Sangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The development places the joint venture on the brink of full operational capacity, with the final unit expected to come online in August, possibly aligning with India's Independence Day. The achievement underscores the deep-rooted strategic synergy between the two South Asian neighbors and highlights how cross-border hydropower partnerships can drive regional development, energy security, and climate resilience. The synchronization of the fifth 170 MW unit has injected an additional 850 MW of electricity into the national grid. The project has now reached 99.19% physical completion. Since December 2023, when the first two units began operations, the plant has already generated 1.3 billion units of power, generating in Gultram 4.9 billion rupees, in revenue. The Indian Embassy in Thimphu confirmed the synchronization during a special ceremony held at the powerhouse. The event was attended by Bhutan's Energy and Natural Resources Minister Lionpo Gemchuring, Indian Ambassador Sudhakar Dalela, PHPA2 Managing Director Prakash Chand Upadhyaya, and other senior officials. India and Bhutan enjoy a long-standing, mutually beneficial partnership in the hydropower sector. The completion of Unit 5 is a testament to this deep collaboration, the Indian Embassy stated. So far, India has supported the development of four major HEPs in Bhutan: Chuka, 336 MW, Karichu, 60 MW, Tala, 1,020 MW, and Manjdahu, 720 MW. Located along the Punat Sangchu River in Bhutan's Wangdu Fodrang district, the Punat Sangchu 2 project is a run-of-the-river hydroelectric facility developed by the Punat Sangchu 2 Hydroelectric Project Authority, PHPA2, under an intergovernmental agreement signed in 2009. The 37,778 million rupees project, excluding interest during construction, was initially approved with a planned capacity of 990 megawatts, later revised to 1,020 megawatts. It is entirely funded by the Government of India, 30% as a grant and 70% as a loan at 10% annual interest. Engineering support was provided by India's WAPCOS, and NIRM offered geotechnical services. Originally slated for completion in 7 years, construction began in December 2010. However, the project faced multiple delays due to geographical challenges, flash floods, the COVID-19 pandemic, and geological issues such as shear zones at the dam foundation. The final commissioning is now targeted for August 2025. The dam is strategically positioned along the Wangdu Serang Highway, approximately 94 kilometers from Thimphu. It is accessible from India via Hasimara Railway Station and Bagdogra Airport, and is also well connected to Bhutan's planned Gelafu Smart City. The ongoing hydropower cooperation is guided by a 2006 bilateral agreement and its 2009 protocol, which envision long-term collaboration in energy generation. Currently, four operational HEPs totaling 2,136 megawatts are already contributing power from Bhutan to India. In addition to Punat Sangchu 2, the 1,200 MW Punat Sangchu I project is also under construction.